the rest of the story. What I'm going to relate happened away from the headlines, away from the television cameras, down in the shadowy realms where a United States foreign policy would shake hands with the devil. There will forever be a fascination with the case that we're about to discuss. Was it a handful of Americans living overseas acting independently and for their own reasons? Or did your United States government carefully, quietly engineer the overthrow of a friendly monarchy? We don't go around overthrowing governments, do we? Well, let's see. The kingdom's queen surely suspected the latter. She was an able administrator. Although having ascended her country's throne only a year previous, her hold on the government was less firm than it might have been, and thus on the evening of January 16 did her people peer out from behind cracked doors in disbelief to witness the invasion of American troops. You never saw this on the 6 o'clock news. We now know that American Foreign Minister at the time, John Stevens, called in the Marines. Not, it would seem, on orders from our president, but rather at the request of a small group of American businessmen who resided in that foreign country. In fact, it appears these businessmen had been plotting the overthrow of this government for almost a year. The Queen had been uncooperative, they said, too independent of American concerns, they said. Now, there will always be those who insist there was a conspiracy, that the United States had plotted for years to bring this kingdom under its control, that the businessmen were simply part of the plot. But in either case, the invading American troops, regardless of whose orders had brought them from the USS Boston, were now quartered at Arion Hall in the nation's capital, only a short distance from the Royal Palace. Directly across the street from Arion Hall was the government building, which in hours would be seized and occupied by American businessmen. And from there, they would demand the Queen's abdication. They would declare martial law. American Foreign Minister Stevens would respond by giving diplomatic recognition to the kingdom's new government. It was a takeover by us, U.S. Before any of the Queen's subjects could fully grasp the significance of what was happening, it had happened. One moment, their country's flag was flying over their government building, and the next, it was the Stars and Stripes. Now, the President of the United States refused officially ever to declare the kingdom an American possession. Nevertheless, he also refused to assist that queen in restoring her monarchy. And within 5 years, hear this, within 5 years, her original native-born subjects were a minority in their own country, overwhelmed by us, U.S. What I've just related is the death of a nation, January 1893. And yet, if in the years since that military overthrow have obscured what it was, if swaying fronds and soft music have somehow perfumed the unhappy past, don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot where ruled a capable and dignified queen named Liliuokalani. It was a kingdom of islands called Hawaii. And now you know the rest of the story.